Hello everyone, this is Jason Barrett. Welcome to The Basement Entrepreneur. This is the podcast that all entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs should be listening to. Yeah, you heard that right. This is episode number 7, and today's episode is titled Planning Out a Podcast. So what I want to do in this episode is kind of go through how I formulated The Basement Entrepreneur and how I think that you can go about putting together a podcast of your own. So we're going to look at several different things. 10 things that I think you need to consider when you're planning out your own podcast. So the first thing I brought forward is content. Content is king in so many different ways. One of the things that I have studied along my years has been SEO, search engine optimization. And in that profession, it is often said that content is king. And the same holds true with a podcast. So what you're trying to do is put out some information that you know well, and that other people would be interested in. So, some questions that I have written down would be, what do you like? What do you know? What do you want to talk about when you get together with other people? What is it that you tend to gravitate to conversationally? Because a podcast is just that. It's a conversation either with yourself and a guest or several guests, or it's a conversation with you and your listeners. So what are those things you like to talk about? What comes very naturally to you? Of these things that you like to talk about, it's really important to think about, what do people want to hear you talk about? What things do you know or do you talk about in conversations that other people actually enjoy hearing? And where do they think that you have actual information? Where do they think that you have knowledge or experience or something like that where you can add some value? So planning out that content is very, very, very important. Then I like to go with the title. So, you have several different ways you can go about this. If you look at the podcasts that are out there right now, one of the most popular is The Tim Ferriss Show. And it may actually be the most popular if I read that right today, but in this case, Tim is using his name, his personal name, as the name of the podcast. That works for him because people know who he is. He's written books. He's been around for quite a while now, and he's a name that people know. So Anthony Robbins could get away with that. Tim Ferriss gets away with that. Michael Lewis is another one who wrote The Blind Side and The Big Short. People like that can get away with a podcast with their own name. The rest of us probably need to have some sort of a brand and hopefully something that's catchy. At first, I wasn't very big on the name. I can't say I wasn't very big, but the name The Basement Entrepreneur, it just stuck. I couldn't get it out of my head. I would think about what was that I was going to call a podcast, and it was very, very easy to recall. It wasn't some sort of a name that I couldn't come up with. And so because of that, I thought, I actually have started several companies out of a basement. I currently still have a home office in my basement, and it actually works. Entrepreneur is a big word. It's not the easiest word to say for everyone, but it sticks. And it's catchy. And so you kind of want to look for something that's the same. There's a book out, it's been out for a long time, called Made to Stick. And I would suggest you take a look at that book as well if you're looking for something that would be considered catchy and a name that would stick in people's minds, because you want them to recall it easily when they're in their car, when they're looking for it on their phone, or even when they're at their desk and they're searching for that podcast. Next thing I think you should look and think about is your frequency. So are you going to do these podcasts daily? Are you going to do them weekly? Are you going to do them whenever you have time? Are you going to run them on some random schedule? Like some of the podcasts that are out there right now, they tend to come out weekly, the bigger ones. But you may have a lot more to say and you want to get them out more frequently. If you're doing that, then you know the consideration then would be, do you have enough content? Again, are you editing? Are you adding any kind of music, anything like that? So the more of a production that you have in the creation of the podcast, maybe the more time you'd like to see in between the release of each episode. So think about what you can handle, and then also think about what do your listeners want? Are you overdoing it? Is it too frequent? They can't keep up? Or is it that you're not doing it enough and they forget or they get tired of waiting and they move on? So you kind of have to find that happy medium. Next thing I think you need to consider is how do you want to record? So this particular episode I am doing on a Samsung Galaxy S8 phone. And while that might seem funny, it was a friend of mine that suggested that this would work great. The phone is much more, oh, you have it all the time. This particular phone is set up with a front and a back microphone. So literally, you can do interviews with it from either side of the phone. And it's got very good software, or at least an app on there that will record it. So nice and easy. You can also take a look at other things like a microphone, a lapel microphone. I do also have a Blue Yeti X microphone, which works really well. That anchors me to the desk, of course, where I'm sitting by a laptop, but it definitely gives me the opportunity to do in-person interviews and things like that. So, how do you want to record it? What kind of an application are you going to use to do that recording? There are several out there that you can use. I'm just using a voice recorder on the phone, but you can also use, I think Audacity is the software that I use on my computer. So, editing, yes or no? So, a long time ago, I was doing a video series, and it was easy to shoot. Single shot video was good, but also the production quality suffered. And it was much easier if I would allow myself the opportunity to make mistakes and then go back through later and edit. I could also overlay music and stuff like that, do intros and outros and whatever I needed to. But that slowed down the production time. So, do you want it to be more raw, one-time recording, post, or do you want it to do? Do you want to run your podcast through some editing? Something to consider there. I've touched on it a couple times, but I want to bring up music. So music, as you guys can see with the first few episodes I put together here, I think we're on seven, but I haven't put music into any of these. Right now, I just wanted to see if I have anything to talk about, if I could actually bring myself to do these recordings frequently, if anybody would be interested in watching, I'm sorry, or listening to any of these. And if that's the case, then down the line, I'll probably do a music intro and a music outro for sure. But again, that will slow down my production speed. You also want to think if you're doing those sorts of things with music, you need to have rights to use it. So you're either buying that music or you are using an open source license that allows for the use. Then I'm going to move on down to distribution. So you've done all this work, you've recorded your episode. How do you want to distribute it? I've been putting mine through a website called anchor.fm. That website allows me to upload the episodes, put a little bit of information in there, excuse me, and then it pushes the episodes out to other podcast channels like iTunes, Google, and places like that. I believe Spotify, and you can look it up, but it will push out your podcast that way. Your other option would be to go direct to those outlets. You can also run your podcast on your own website, host those episodes there, and then just post the RSS feed to those episodes. And then you can also put that RSS feed into these distribution networks, and people can find it that way. So now that you have that in place, then you're looking at marketing. So I would suggest, you know, how do you get people to find it, hear it? You need to have, again, it's got to be catchy. You got to be utilizing keywords that in your episodes and in your descriptions of your episodes that people search for. You've got to have a description that when they see it, they go, I wouldn't mind listening to this. And then they'll give it a try. You can also distribute on social sites like LinkedIn, especially if you're a business podcaster. Facebook, you can mention it in Instagram, Snap, all kinds of places. I mean, you really can get the word out there probably best through your social networks. Few more and then we'll close the episode, but interviews and guests. Do you want to, in your podcast, do you want to interview people? Do you want to have guests on your show? And if you do, again, I'm going back to Tim Ferriss, but do you want to do extensive preparation or do you want it to be a conversation where things just move around randomly, or do you want it to be a hybrid of such? Like the best people tend to have questions that are ready to go, but then shape the conversation as they move along. So, and if you're going to have interviews and guests, how do you want to handle those interviews? Do they need to be in person? If so, do you have the right equipment? If they're not in person, do you have the ability to record a phone call? Do you have the ability to run a Skype call, something like that, where you can record? So you want to think about those things when you're putting together your podcast. Two more, one being sponsors. Again, production quality. If you have a nice podcast that is well liked and people listen to it a lot, you're probably going to be approached to have an episode sponsored. So how do you want those sponsorships to go? Is it a certain amount of time in the beginning? Is it a cutout in the middle? Is it a mention at the end? Is it all three? Are each of those slots, maybe you have three slots just like that, but each one's a different advertiser. How do you want to do that? Something to think about. The last piece I wanted to say is seasons. So if you're putting together a show almost like a TV show where maybe you're doing you're doing a skit or you're doing something that's more like what's the word I'm looking for, like maybe theater or something to that effect, well then certainly you would have seasons. Even a show like this one, the Basement Entrepreneur, I could do, this is the 2020 season, episode number 7. You know, and in 2021, that would be considered season 2, and we would start with episode 1. So, you know, it doesn't matter how you do it. I only bring it up because it caught me off guard a little bit when I went into the system to start doing the uploads on these. It literally asked me the question, what season is this? And I thought, oh, well, clearly it's season 1, but I never really gave that much thought. So as to what a season 2, 3, 4 might look like. So something to think about when you're working on that podcast and it's early on and you're trying to think about where you want to take it. So hopefully that's, you know, several ideas for you, you know, as you're considering starting a podcast. They're very popular right now. I've wanted to do one and I'm jumping into it. Obviously here I am in the 7th episode, but you know, if you're thinking about it yourself, these 10 things are really important, you know, and give you a really, really good start to getting that podcast off the ground. So I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Again, I hope, as I say in every episode, I hope you'll listen to more of the episodes. I hope you'll share this podcast with your friends, your family, anybody who you think might enjoy it. And I hope we have you involved in another episode soon. Thanks for listening.